Welcome back. I'm Stephanie Zamora, founder of Stephanie Zamora Media, author of Awesome Life Tips, and creator of Your Passion-Based Business, where I help turn passionate individuals just like you into profitable entrepreneurs. This is the second video in my free training series, and I am so excited to chat with you today because in video one, we talked about what it takes to uncover the work you're here to do. And once we get clear on what that might be and what our vision is for the work we're here to do, sometimes we start to freak out because we realize that we're not the person we need to be to bring our vision to life. That is totally normal and totally okay. And in this video, we're going to dive into what it takes to step fully and completely into who you're here to be so that you can show up and start doing that work. As I said in video one, the ultimate form of personal responsibility is full alignment and full expression of self. Our passion-based business can only become that full expression of our heart, soul, mission, and vision if we're deeply in tune with the truth of who we are. But it's not enough to shout positive, be yourself, everyone else has taken sentiments at each other, because stepping into who you're really here to be in this life is terrifying and it's hard. I mean, really, truly the scariest work we'll ever do. I should know it took me many years to rediscover who I was, but it took several more to find the courage to start expressing that truth. And in all honesty, I'm still working on it. Every single day is a new opportunity to push my edges and share more and more of my heart, soul, words, work, and vision with the world. This isn't easy work, but it absolutely has to happen to build a passion-based life and business that's truly aligned and deeply fulfilling. So today I'm going to focus on five core principles that are necessary for creating a safe container to step more fully into who you're here to be. So let's dive in. Core principle one, show up more vulnerably and authentically. Easier said than done, right? I know this all too well. Yet here I am 5 years into building a business that has only pushed me to open more transparently each and every time I show up to share. If you read my blog posts or you're on my Facebook wall, you know that I share a lot of my journey, my truths, my fears, my failures, my hopes, and my biggest traumas and obstacles. I do this because in order for me to fully step up so I can do the work I'm here to do, I have to show up as fully as possible. I have to be real. I have to show my flaws. I have to let others know that they're not alone in this life. And mostly, I have to be honest about what it takes to build a passion-based life and business. It's amazing, beautiful, life-altering work, but it's also hard and messy. Now, when I say show up more vulnerably and authentically, I'm not talking about the polished vulnerability that a lot of coaches and business owners are using as a marketing tactic. This isn't about saying, oh, I'm going to be so vulnerable and share this post that makes me seem invincible and always positive and convince you that my life is always on the right track even when it's not. It's not about marketing at all. It's about honesty, connection, and truth-telling. This is what it means to be vulnerable, to tell the truth in every moment. That's also what it means to be truly authentic. Tell the truth in every moment, no matter what, no matter who. Again, this is not even a little bit easy. It's the hardest work you'll ever do. At the start of 2014, I chose truth as my guiding word for the year. And while I was by no means a liar, I certainly wasn't showing up as authentically and vulnerably as I could be. So I started to have those really real and really hard conversations within my business, with my family, with my partner, and with myself. And what truth meant was that I could no longer lie to myself, and I could no longer lie through my actions or what I was saying or the smile I was plastering on my face. And when grief knocked me on my ass so hard at the end of that same year that I didn't know which way was up, I deepened into my truth-telling practice in a very profound way. And that has only continued to serve me in showing up fully and creating alignment in both my life and my work. And that's the heart of this practice. Tell the truth in your words, actions, expressions, and how you live your life to everyone around you, especially yourself. A core principle two, release the fear of judgment. And this is a yucky one that so many people deal with. Everyone, really, myself included. Fear of judgment. There are many fears we're going to face along the road to uncovering our work and stepping into who we're here to be, which is why I've included my Turning Fear into Fuel training series inside your passion-based business, which allows you to shift your relationship with fear, clear the most common fears, and learn what it takes to become fearless. When it comes to stepping into who we're here to be and doing the work we feel called to do, fear of judgment is usually at the top of our biggest blocks list. And usually it's fear of judgment from our family and our friends, not necessarily the strangers out there in the world that we want to serve. And you know what? It's a truly valid fear. As soon as we start peeling away the layers of what's no longer aligned in our lives and selves, we start showing up more vulnerably and authentically. Other people are going to get uncomfortable. We're either going to bump up against their own core wounds, triggers, or places they feel stuck or inauthentic, which will cause them to push back on us and try to bring us down, or we're going to threaten their known and comfortable world by altering how we show up inside of it. And we're going to be taking big risks, putting ourselves out there and working hard to bring a vision to life. Our family and friends love us, especially our parents, which means they want us to be safe. And taking risks or taking steps to move away from the secure, comfortable, or known life that you live now, that causes them to worry for us. It's important to understand that this has nothing to do with you at all, not even a little bit. All the things they say or do as a result of you stepping more fully into who you're here to be has everything to do with their own blocks, beliefs, background, experiences, and views of the world. It has nothing to do with you, absolutely nothing at all. Now, does that make it easier to be judged by the ones we love? No, but it allows us to start separating them from what's true, to see that their pushback, judgment, or naysaying is just their fear talking. Sometimes it's even their long forgotten or pushed aside dreams and visions. And when we start doing the work to live fully and build passion-based businesses, they're forced to face the fact they haven't been willing to do that work for themselves. One of my favorite practices for creating separation is twofold. First, actually separate yourself from these naysaying, judgmental people. Sometimes that means removing them from your life, and sometimes it simply means you don't talk to them about this work. Instead, build a community of people who make it safe for you to share and build you up instead of bringing you down. Inside your passion-based business, you'll be connected to a beautiful tribe of individuals on the same journey as you who will be loving, supportive cheerleaders as you do the work. Your current family and friends may just not get access to this part of you in your life until you're feeling more confident or further along the path. Second, if you must talk to them about it, either because it comes up or you just don't want to have to shield this incredibly important piece of your life, imagine a white light of a bubble that's surrounding you, and all the judgments and negativity and any commentary that's not welcome just bounces right off the bubble. They don't even come through and touch you. This is personally one of my favorite practices to use with family or friends who don't understand my vision yet have a lot to contribute or say about it. Core principle 3, cultivate deep-rooted confidence. Confidence is everything when it comes to building a life and business around your passion. And it's deeply tied to trusting yourself and your intuition. And as part of your passion-based business, we're going to dive deep into the practice of tuning into and heeding your own inner guidance as part of our business building, strategizing, and marketing work, because it's so incredibly essential. And do you ever wonder what it is that makes certain people so confident, so completely comfortable in their skin? And who they are, that they radiate this bright, charismatic energy, even if they're the quietest person in the room. I used to wonder this too. For a majority of my life, I lacked confidence on a deep, deep level. So much so that I was a master at staying small and had ninja-like skills when it came to entering or exiting a space without being detected. I wasn't someone you'd notice, and even if you happened to, I wasn't someone you ventured across the room to talk to. I deflected energy and attention like a boss. And during this time, it was frustratingly hard to get the people closest to me to support and believe in anything I was doing. Starting a business, changing my diet, or even moving to Hawaii, a place I was beyond excited to be. I had very little trust and faith in myself, and in turn, that was reflected back to me with doubt and resistance. I remember always feel unsupported by my mom, who just didn't understand why I couldn't stay at a job and be happy. I remember my dad scoffing at the idea of living in Hawaii, acting like it was the dumbest thing he'd ever heard. And I remember all the times my then boyfriend and business partner would question every single idea I had to start a business or make a difference in the world the way I wanted to. It was always, "I don't know if you can do that. Are you sure that could work? It seems hard," and so on. One of the things I most deeply craved during this time of finding myself and changing my life and finding and creating that passion-based business was having that supportive tribe of people who understood me, cheered me on, and believed in me. But it took me years to learn that other people can't do that until you do that for yourself, and it comes down to confidence. Instead, I only seemed to be surrounded by the naysayers and dream squashers who were simply reflecting back my own lack of confidence. Everything began shifting for me when I learned that confidence really comes down to one simple thing: owning it.
These days, everything is different. I'm surrounded by the most amazing group of friends, mentors, and family, and I feel 100% supported in everything that I'm doing. Even if they don't always understand, they believe in me and they support me. And even those that push back against me or question what I'm doing will usually only do so once. And when I respond with firmness and confidence that's rooted deeply within my core, they understand and they don't push back anymore. Same with my family. The same people that I felt were the naysayers and the ones that were pushing me to stay where I was whenever I would try to grow or do something different are now my biggest supporters. I'm surrounded by the most amazing coaches and mentors who are constantly pushing me to step even more fully into who I'm here to be. They support me with the wisdom, guidance, tools, and experience necessary to continue growing. Not only that, I've met the most amazing man who loves me for who I am and supports me in bringing my vision to life.
Now, beyond all that amazing support, I now have presence. I really didn't have presence until a couple years ago when I finally started stepping more deeply into my truth and who I am. When I really started showing up fully and confidently with everything I was doing. And these days, people know when I walk into a room and I can see my energy and presence reflected back to me. Whether I was looking to pick up a good man back when I was dating or just connecting with the right people at an event, all I have to do is walk in and people flock to me. And let me just pause to say that confidence doesn't mean I don't experience any fear. Quite the opposite. Confidence causes you to saunter into terrifying situations and opportunities because you have enough faith and trust in yourself and who you are to say yes to things you never would otherwise. So what exactly is confidence? Again, it simply comes down to owning it, whatever it is for you in each moment. When you're owning it, it means that you're totally and completely at peace with who you are in every moment, interaction, and experience. You make no apologies for being awkward, nervous, excited, loud, soft-spoken, or other. You're just you. You also make no apologies or feel a need to explain anything else in your life. The movies you like, the food you ordered, the big goal or dream you have. You know that it's right and aligned for you, and therefore you're confident. You trust yourself completely, and it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks or feels. You radiate charismatic energy whether or not you have an extroverted personality because you're genuinely content with yourself and your present experience. Confidence is what gives you presence, and presence helps you attract amazing people and opportunities. When you own it, whatever it is for you, other people fall in line and you receive more acceptance, respect, interest, appreciation, and belief. Your confidence is reflected back to you in support, enthusiasm, attraction, and trust from everyone around you. Now, core principle 4, know your worth. Knowing your worth is an extension of confidence, and it comes down to owning, appreciating, and sharing your beautiful gifts, value, and self. Oftentimes we struggle to get started doing the work we're here to do and building our passion-based businesses because we don't think we're worthy of doing what we want, having the life we would desire, on and on. We feel like we're not good enough, smart enough, loved enough, or whatever enough. We don't know or own our worth. And we're not able to get people on board with our visions, nor are we able to charge what we're worth and make an actual living from our passion-based business. Instead, we flounder, we play small, we fade out over time, and then use that as an excuse to reconfirm our own lack of belief in ourself. It doesn't have to be this way. You can start to know and own your worth by getting clear on what specifically makes you so amazingly awesome and gifted, and there's always something, I promise. That said, this isn't going to be easy, especially if you haven't taken the time to appreciate all of the amazingness about yourself, so take your time with this. Really sit with yourself and practice some self-love and acceptance, and really look at yourself with as much open honesty and compassion as possible. If you're really struggling on this, have someone you love and trust work through it with you, giving you some insight into what you may not see. Ask yourself the following questions. What makes you beautiful, unique, and special? What do you love about yourself? What are your hidden talents? Where do you excel above others? What are your skills? What do you know you do better than anyone else? What are your weird and adorable quirks? What are your accomplishments? What have you mastered, achieved, or done? What are the top characteristics people love about you? What do you hear the most? What do people notice or appreciate about you? Where do you get the most compliments? What are all your big and small wins and successes? Where did you rocket recently? What are the times you felt really, truly amazing in your life? What makes you the best friend, lover, or family member someone could have? Why should people feel lucky to have you in their life? How have you impacted people's lives or businesses? What have you brought to the table that made a difference for someone somewhere? Next, start a value validation file. In this file, which can be printed or digital, you're going to save any and every comment, email, letter, card, quote, or voicemail that reminds you how amazing you are. This could be something a friend says in passing during dinner and you jot it down on your phone. Could be an email from a client or family member that makes you feel really happy, appreciated, and loved. Could be birthday cards, testimonials, tweets, or anything else. If it makes you feel amazing, loved, and appreciated, validates your worth, or reminds you just how special you really are, it goes in the file. Think of at least 3 to 5 times in the recent weeks or months where you felt this, and start your file off with those. Core principle 5, shift your stories and shift your life.
One of the last pieces of stepping into who we're here to be is release the stories that have defined us for years, but that no longer serve us. We have to make the choice to start creating and manifesting in our lives and our businesses from a more aligned, truthful, and productive space. Now, I'm talking about the stories that we've been telling ourselves for years and years, so long that we might not even realize that we're doing it. You know what I'm talking about, the ones that say you're not good enough, there's something wrong with you, you'll never be able to make something happen. Stories that were defined in a single moment that no longer rings true and is no longer serving us in creating what we're here to create. While shifting our stories is a simple process, it's definitely not easy. Many of our stories are very deeply rooted and have been looping on a repeat for a very long time. So the first step is to identify what those stories are so that we can begin to shift and release them and start creating and bringing our vision to life from a much more aligned, truthful, and productive space.
Your stories probably fall into one of the following categories. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve this. I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough money. I'm not successful. I can't do this. I'm too old, young, ugly, overweight, etc. There are 3 things you need to know about the stories you tell yourself. First, they are not true. Second, they don't serve you or anyone else. And third, they are hands down the number one thing holding you back from creating the passion-based life and business you desire. The next step is to reframe your story, and let me stress that this is not about fluffy affirmations. For example, if you have a story about your financial situation and worth, and you say, I'm rich, I can buy whatever I want, I have no debt, and I travel the world, your mind is going to chime in and say, wrong. This only fuels the negative story you have about the situation in your life, and the goal is to create a truthful shift. What is true and positive about your situation? You want to create an alternative story that you can feel your way into truthfully.
So there you have it, my 5 core principles for stepping more fully into who you're here to be so you can start doing the work that you feel called to do. There's so much more to these principles, which we'll be going further into depth with inside your passion-based business. Meantime, download the worksheets below this video and start working on these principles for yourself. And stay tuned for video 3, where we'll be talking about how to completely eliminate all obstacles between you and your vision, including 2 of the most common, time and money. Thank you so much for watching. I look forward to seeing you in the next video.